Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to my radio audience. Good evening to you. I am glad to be here again with you once again. Give me one moment, please. One moment.
No, lemonade.
All right, people, sorry about that. I am here again with you today. I would like to greet the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. I give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that's due to his great name. We are here today to pick it up where we left off last Saturday. We are here to pick it up where we left off. We will be teaching you the Mishavak today, the 613 laws that's wrote up in the Hebrew scrolls, in your King James translated Bible. That would be the law of the God of Israel. As I always say, we have to lay the foundation. We have to let you know that the law is good and we must keep it. We must keep it. Hebrews, children of Israel, we must keep the law. The law was given to our ancestors. The law was given to our fathers, and we must keep the law. The whole entire law, not partially keep it, not a little bit things we pick out and keep. We must keep the whole 613 laws. We have quite a bit to cover. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, the 10% that will make it out of the New World Order, the madness and confusion that's in this earth. But before we start our broadcast today, I would like to sing a song to the glory of the God of Israel. His name is Ahaya. I would like to sing a song to the glory of the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit today. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be your servant. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be your servant. I thank the God of Israel. I thank you, God of Israel. I thank you, God of Israel. I am so very grateful to be your servant. I'm grateful to be your servant. I'm grateful to be your servant. I'm grateful to be your servant. I thank the God of Israel. You are loving and kind, God of Judah. You are loving and kind, God of Judah. You are loving and kind, God of Judah. I am grateful to be your servant. I will stand in your power in this earth. I will stand in your power in this earth. I will stand in your power in this earth. I am grateful to be your servant. I am grateful to God. I am grateful to my God. I am grateful to be your servant. I give you all the glory. God of Israel, I am grateful. God of the Hebrews, I am grateful. God of Jacob, I am grateful. God of Abraham, I am grateful. God of Isaac, I am grateful. I am grateful to be your servant. I give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all the glory, all the honor and praise for that song that he and the Holy Spirit gave me to sing to them. Let's pick it up right where we left off. The title of this broadcast today. The title of this broadcast today. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching. All 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 15. Audio number 15. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. And I am your host, Elishaba. Elishaba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. See you later. Guest call-in number, 661-449-831. Could you give me another minute? I have to mute you for 1 minute. Okay, people, I am back. I am back. So again, we're going to pick it up where we left off. We left off last Saturday. We left off at law number 267, talking about property and property rights. Property and property rights. That's what we're going to be discussing today for this Shabbat Sabbath lesson. The law of the God of Israel. The law of the God of Israel. And you people don't know how important it really is to keep the law. You people don't know how important it is to keep the law. And I was talk to you later about the importance of that. The importance of that and why the law is not done away and why the law is not dead and it's no good. I will talk to you later about that. But right now, we're going to go into law number 267 out of the Hebrew Scrolls, the Mishnah, the Torah, and the King James Version Bible is what I will be reading. It say, not to sell a field in the land of Israel and perpetuity is Leviticus 25:23. Let's get that. 25:23. I must teach the whole law because you don't have no one that I know that's doing that. I must teach the whole law. I must lay the foundation for what is going on in this earth. So the God of Israel can usher in his holy angels and he can send his son in and all man, woman, boy, and girl will be judged by his law. By his law. By his law. That's why I must lay the foundation. So the God of Israel and his heavenly host can break the atmosphere and enter into this earth to judge all the sinners, this world. The world is lawless. The world is full of a lot and lots of sinners. And a lot of you people, most of all of you people, don't believe that you sinners. You believe that you're right with God and God is happy with you. But no, once I laid the 613 laws of the God of Israel, things is going to get heated up in this earth, people. You think it's heated up now? It's going to get more heated up because the foundation have been laid by his prophet, his chosen vessel in this earth in the last days. Leviticus 25:23. No, leave it right there, baby. Leave it there. Leave it there. No. When you come back, we can put it there now, over there, okay? I'll see you when you get back. Not to sell a field in the land of Israel and prepare it. Leviticus 25:23. Let's go to that. Leviticus 25:23. Called the redemption of property. The God of Israel, his name is Ahiah, the God of the Hebrews, the 12 tribes, have all kind of laws that's wrote up in the Torah, that's wrote up in the Hebrew scrolls to govern them, to tell them what the God of Israel wants them to do, to show them what the God of Israel needs them to do. I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel and the Gentiles if they want to be right with the God of all gods. You must keep the law. Even though the law wasn't written for you and you got so many scriptures in the New Testament, not so many, but you have some scriptures in the New Testament teaches you that, you know, you're under the law, you're under grace, you're not under the law. But in Romans, it say, God forbid. So just to lay the foundation of that, I'm going to read Leviticus 25:23 for law number 267. The land should not be sold forever. For the land is mine. For ye are strangers and sojourners with me. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine. Okay? The land is the God of Israel. And I'm talking about the land of Canaan over there in Palestine and Africa. I'm talking about the land of Canaan, Jerusalem, the promised land. You cannot sell that land to no one. No one can live there. You cannot sell it, children of Israel. Our ancestors was not allowed to sell it forever. Forever. So no, no one is living in Jerusalem. No one is living there. The land is deserted. The land is empty. And the land is desolated until the remnant get back there, the 10%. The 10%. When they get back there, the land of Jerusalem, the land of Israel, will be inhabited once again. But you cannot sell Jerusalem. You cannot sell it. It's a forever perpetual covenant up under the 613 laws that's written up in the Hebrew scrolls and your King James translated Bibles, Spanish, whatever Bible you have. So you can't sell it. So the children of Israel, our ancestors, they were strangers and sojourners with him. Okay? They were strangers and sojourners. He chose them to be a special people unto himself, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. And then he gave them the land of Canaan, the land of Canaan, which is Jerusalem. Law number 268, not to change the character of the open land about the cities of Levites or of their fields, not to sell it in perpetuity, but it may be redeemed at any time. Leviticus 25, that law. Same chapter, 34 verse. I thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I thank the Holy Spirit. I ask his blessings on his divine platform today. I ask him to bless anyone that want to receive the truth, that want to receive understanding and wisdom and knowledge to know what the God of Israel want us to do right now, this day. Bless them, Father. Bless them. Bless them. Whoever might be listening. Whoever might be listening, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I lift you up, Father. You the God of all gods. You the great I am. There's no God like you. There's no God like you. You are the true and living God. You are the true and living God. And all them other gods that people are serving in this world, they are all dead gods. Jesus and all the rest of them. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. So Leviticus 25:34, it says, let me go up to the 33 verse. Leviticus 25:33. If a man purchased of the Levites, then the houses that were sold in the cities of his possession shall go out in the year of Jubilee. No, let's go to Leviticus 25:34. But the fields of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. Talking about the Levites, the priests, the same tribe that Moses, Miriam, and Aaron came from. But the fields of the suburbs, the Levites, they lived in the rich and wealthy part of Jerusalem and Canaan. They lived in the suburbs. They lived in the good parts of Canaan. But the feel of the suburbs, right here, bro. Some lemonade, please. But the feel of the suburbs of their cities, the cities of the Levite, the priests, may not be sold, may not be sold. For it is their perpetual possession. Perpetual possession. Hebrews 5:7-9, for perpetual, properly concealed. That is the vanishing point, generally time out of mind, past or future, eternity. No one can sell. No one can sell the cities that the children of Israel, the Levites, my ancestors, lived in Canaan. No one is in Jerusalem. No one is in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is empty. Can't no one live there but the Levites and the children of Israel. It is a perpetual possession that belonged to Israel, the 12 tribes, and Levite, the priests. It is a perpetual possession. You cannot sell it. There's no one there. There's no one there in Canaan, Jerusalem. Law number 269. Why? Because it's prophecies in the Bible that tell you that the children of Israel will return to Jerusalem. And in last days, where we are right now, where we are right now, the children of Israel will return back to Jerusalem to inhabit their own lands. The priests, the Levite, the Haitians will return back to their own land to inhabit their cities. That's why can't nobody live there. That's why can't nobody live there in Jerusalem. Because we must return back to our own land. It's prophecies and the Tanakh that Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, all of them spoke about. Prophecies. No one can live in Jerusalem but the children of Israel. So this is why I must lay the foundation for the remnant. For the remnant, because they've been caught up in all these religions, all these churches, all this false doctrine, and all this false teaching all over the earth. And the God of Israel want me to lay the foundation. He want me to lay the law. Lay the law. Lay down righteousness in this earth so the remnant can understand and get ready and prepare themselves to meet their God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The law must be established before the Son of God come back to this earth. It must be established. It must be established. Because all your religion and all your churches have taught that the law is gone away and nobody got to do it and keep it. But me as the prophet, I must establish the law so the remnant, the 10%, will know what they need to do to prepare to meet their God and their Savior and the Holy Spirit and the heavenly host. So that's exactly what is taking place on this divine platform. So law number 269, the houses sold within a walled city may be redeemed within a year. May be redeemed within a year. Leviticus 25:29. Let's get that. Leviticus 25:29. And if a man sell a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year. After it is sold, within a full year, may he redeem it. And if a man sell a dwelling house in a walled city up under the law, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold. Within a full year, he may redeem it. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established forever to him that bought it. So no one can take that house. This was the laws of Canaan. This was the laws of Jerusalem. When you sell a house in Jerusalem, you can only redeem it within a year. And after it's sold within a full year, he may redeem it. Okay. Then he may redeem it within a whole year. After it is sold within a full year, he may redeem it. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year. So if nobody buy it or purchase that house. Right here, bro. Thank you. Then that house will be yours. Yeah. And that house that, okay, say this Leviticus 25:30, the space of a full year, then the house that is in the wall of the city shall be established forever to him that brought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the Jubilee. So every 50 years, it was a Jubilee to the children of Israel, my ancestors. Every 50 years. And if don't nobody purchase or redeem the house within a year, it shall be the person that bought that house forever throughout his generations. It should not go out in the Jubilee, because in the Jubilee, every 50 years, the children of Israel had to release things. They had to release land. They had to release property. They had to release all kind of things. But right here it's saying that that property shall not go out in the Jubilee. So it would be that man's property or that woman's property forever. We are talking about properties and rights, property and property rights. This is a section of the law that we are dealing with today. Property and the property rights. And you notice how the law of the land, you notice how the law of the land, when they sell houses, you can buy the house over and over and over again. They lose the house to mortgage companies, to the bank, but not paying the mortgage. They sell the houses over and over and over and over again. That's not the law of the God of Israel. That's not how he operates. That's not how he operates. You are dealing with the law of the land. That's what you're dealing with. The law of this land. The law of this world. That's how the Gentiles operate. That's how they purchase and buy things. Not the children of Israel. We have to follow the law of the God of Israel. In the Gentiles, you want to follow him, you want him to be your God, the God of the Hebrews, you must follow the law. Next law, law number 270, not to remove landmarks, property boundaries, Deuteronomy 19:14. Not to remove landmarks, property boundaries, Deuteronomy 19:14. Let's go to that. property boundaries. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set, and thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that Ahiah thy God give thee to possess it. So when the children of Israel got to Canaan, when they got to Promised Land, my ancestors, they was not allowed to remove their neighbors. Okay, each tribe is 12 tribes. Each tribe had their lot. Each tribe had their area. Each tribe had their city. You was not allowed to remove. Judah was not allowed to move Zebulon's landmark. Wherever Zebulon lived, could nobody remove that. That's what the God of Israel gave him. That's his area. Zebulon wasn't allowed to remove Manasseh landmark, which is the cubits. Okay? That was their area in Jerusalem. That was their landmark. That was their inheritance. Their lands and their lots, the 12 tribes, when they got to Canaan, they all was given a part and area that they all had to live in. Okay? It is the inheritance which thou shalt inherit in the land. So they all had an area that they had to live in, each tribe, that Ahiah thy God give thee to possess it. And that's why he told the children of Israel to kill all the Canaanites. To kill all the Canaanites, the children, the women, the cattle, everything. Because he wanted to give the children of Israel each section of the land where he wanted them to live and possess. Property boundaries. Look at the law of the land. Look at the law of the land of this world. Look at, they can come and throw you out your house. They can come, you know, the landlord can come and knock on your door and go to court and evict you. They throw you out. Not in Jerusalem. It didn't work like that. It wasn't operated like that. No one can throw Judah out of his field or out of his area. No one could throw Manasseh out of his area. No one could throw Zebulun out of his area. It was a possession, children of Israel, forever. And that's why I tell you, no one is in Jerusalem right now. Jerusalem is waiting on Israel to return back to her. Jerusalem is waiting on Israel to return. That is our possession. Canaan is our possession. Canaan is our inheritance. The land flowing with milk and honey. So, yeah, we on this side of the world. We got scattered, our ancestors, for rebelling against the God of Israel and serving other gods in Jerusalem. So that's why we over here on this side of the earth. And don't nobody know who they is, because the law of the land teach you that you somebody that you're not. And I went into that yesterday about the Gentiles. Go back to that tape that I made yesterday where I broke down the Gentiles of the earth, who they are and what they're doing and what they want to do. Next law. So I'm not worried about it. When I get back to Jerusalem, the same place my ancestors lived in, Judah. I'm from the tribe of Judah. The same exact location, the same exact area, the same exact field that Judah lived in, me am part of the remnant, and I make it back to Jerusalem, that same area will I live in the tribe of Judah. They're not dead. Israel's still alive. They still very much alive. These are the people in the earth that's being oppressed from one end of heaven to the next end of the heaven. On the four corners of the earth, we are being oppressed, the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's why the Bible has prophecy saying that he's going to gather Israel from the four corners of the earth. No, people, Israel is not dead. You need to know Bible prophecy and not religion and doctrine of man. That's your mistake right there. You don't understand the prophecies about a people called the children of Israel and their God. Next law, law number 271, for property and property rights. We have rights in Jerusalem. We have rights, but we don't have no rights on this side of the earth because we are in captivity. We are in captivity by the Gentiles all over the earth. We don't have our rights. We have to get back to our land where our inheritance is, where our God is. Where our God is, he's in Jerusalem. He's in Jerusalem, Mount Zion, the holy mountain, Mount Hermon. Mount Hermon in Hebrew. Zion is, you know, that's an injected word that they use. It's Mount Hermon. That's the real name of the holy mountain. Law number 271, not to swear falsely and denial of another's property rights. Where are my people? Yeah. Law number 271. It's Leviticus 19:11. Let's go to that. Let's go to that. Leviticus 19:11. 19:11. See, Satan would love for the law of this land, the law of this land, to continue with all their religion and all the stuff that they got set up in this earth, and the law of the God of Israel is done away with. He would love for people mentality, that mindset. That the law of God is over with, is obsolete, is dead. See, as long as Satan and his agents can keep you believing that, they're going to have all power over you people. All power. All power. Because the only thing can empower you, Israel, Hebrews, Gentiles, if you want to follow the God of Israel, the only thing can empower us, Hebrews, is that we keep his law. That's it. Nothing else that we do in this earth can empower us. Nothing else that we do in this earth can give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding but the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Jacob. Nothing can do it. So that's why they want to teach you, Satan and his agents, the law of this land, they want to teach you that the law is done away. You ain't got to do it. You under the New Testament. You under grace and all of that madness. It is so many prophecies in the Bible about what's going to happen to Israel in the last days. So, no, they cannot be dead. They cannot be dead. It's got to be 12 tribes. It can't be one tribe, two tribes. It's got to be 12 tribes. And they are not dead people. They are very much alive today. So if it's prophecies in the Bible talking about Israel, how can they be dead? How can they be dead and done away with if there's prophecies in the Bible talking about Israel? And even Christian church, if you was spiritual Israel, and that's a lot, you just one tribe. You just one tribe. The prophecies are for 12 tribes of Israel. So again, you don't know the Bible. Your leaders don't know the Bible. Your elders don't know, your pastors don't know the Bible. Some of you Hebrew Israelites, y'all know some. You know some, but you don't know the prophetic. And that's the problem that you people are having. Law number 272, not to deny falsely another's property rights. Leviticus 19:11. We cannot deny falsely. Let's go to that. Leviticus 19:11. Look at the law of the God of Israel. Look how perfect. Look how just. Look how righteous. Look how holy his law is. How good it is. So very good to the soul. So very good to the mind. So very good to the heart. So very good to the spirit. To the spirit. Let's go to Leviticus 19:11 for law number 271. Okay, Leviticus 19:11, people. Look what it said. You should not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. This is up under the law. You cannot steal my property. You cannot take my property away from me. When I was in my own land, when we was in Jerusalem, there is laws against people that tried to come and take our property, to throw us out. Canaan belonged to the children of Israel forever. No one can throw us out but the God of Israel. He the only one could kick us out of Canaan. No one else could kick us out of Jerusalem but him. And that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did. When our ancestors sinned and went off and did all kind of evil and wicked things, he was sending other nationalities and nations of people on them to take them out of Jerusalem. But only if he allowed these people to take them out. They couldn't just go to Jerusalem and take them out on their own. The God of Israel wasn't going to play that. He protected Israel. He protected Jerusalem. He protected the promised land. No one would ever, ever, ever come up in there and do what they want to do. So you shall not steal, neither deal falsely and lie with one another. We have to be honest with one another. We must be honest with one another, Hebrews. We must be honest with one another, Gentiles, according to the law of the God that put us here. We are not allowed to steal from one another. And we're not allowed to deal with one another falsely. Okay? You're not allowed to do that. It say falsely for Leviticus 19:11. It's Hebrew number 3584. A primary root to be untrue. Untrue. You cannot make up lies. And word to lie. Cringe, disown, or deed to disappoint, fail, cringe, deceive, deny, dissemble, fail, deal falsely, be found liars. We cannot lie to one another. And you got leaders that's up over you Hebrews and you Christians. They lie to you all the time. They lie to you all the time. Hebrew Israelites, there's so many people come on their YouTube platforms that need help. I just go there sometimes, just look at the people that's sending text messages through their platform on YouTube when GOCC and all of them come up on their platform. People be posting stuff in there like, could you call me? I need help. I ain't got nobody to talk to. This is going on. That is going on. But they so busy. They are so busy. Worried about teaching somebody something instead of helping somebody. Okay? You cannot deal falsely with one another. You either for one another or you're not. The God of Israel don't play that. He don't play that. You're going to be honest with the person. You're going to let the person know how you feel. You're going to let the person know what's going on. Ain't no sense of you lying to one another. Don't lie to me. Whatever you say you're going to do, do it. Do it unless you come back and tell me the reason why you couldn't do it. See, you got to come back and tell me the reason why you was not able to come through with what you said you was going to do. And if you don't do that, you are breaking the law. You are breaking the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We cannot deal falsely with one another. And this is going on. The laws of the land, these people that set up these laws, they deal falsely with the children of Israel and with their own people, the Gentiles, all the time. All the time. They tell all kind of lies to one another, to the Gentiles, their own people, and to the children of Israel. It's against the God of Israel to do that. And that's why we're seeing what is in this earth right now. Next law. Law number 272. Not to deny falsely another's property rights. We just read that. Leviticus 19:11. Law number 273. Never to settle in the land of Egypt. Never to settle in the land of Egypt. See, you Hebrew Israelites. You Hebrew Israelites. The ones that say you in the truth. You got people running to Egypt, Jordan, and all kind of places. He said never to settle in the land of Egypt. The God of Israel delivered our ancestors out of Egypt. Out of Egypt. Why do he want you to go back and live there after he delivered us out of Egypt, our ancestors? Why would the God of Israel want you to go back and live in Egypt? You Hebrew Israelites teach, oh, yeah, we need to go over there and live and, you know, just be close to Israel border. So when everything go off and go down, we'll be right next to the border and we can run in there. It's not going to happen like that. It's not going to happen like that. It would be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Ahia is his name, getting us back to Jerusalem the way he want to get us back there, not the way we want to go and fly in and all of that. No, no, that's not prophecy. That's not prophecy. He said he will sift us up out of the earth and get us back to our own land when it is time. So that's false teaching. And we got to run here and run there and run there. He said, no, you cannot live in Egypt any longer. Because I delivered you from Egypt, the house of bondage. It's still the house of bondage. Egypt is still the house of bondage today. Believe me, it's still the land of oppression, bondage. But you Hebrew Israelites want to go live up in there and call yourself waiting on Christ to come and redeem you and set you back in the land of Jerusalem. Israel. No. Deuteronomy 7:16. Let's go to that. I'm glad my mind is woke now because I used to be one of those people. I used to be one of those people. I used to be one of those people. Listen to, you know, GOCC and all IPE and all of them telling you, yeah, we need to get out of Babylon and, you know, we need to go. No. I need to go wherever the God of Israel tell me to go. I'm not following what man want me to go and what they want me to do. Okay, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit, the Mother Earth. You have to be led by the God of Israel to safety, to wherever he want you to go. Not where no man tell you to go. And again, if you're doing that, you are fallen man. You are fallen man. So let me read the Bible verse for law number 2:73, not to settle in the land of Egypt. Deuteronomy 17:16, people. I have quite a few scriptures I need to read today. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to get through all of these laws and then go into what I have in the Bible. 17:16 Deuteronomy. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, okay? Nor cause the people to return to Egypt. Talking about the children of Israel. Don't multiply no horses thinking you're going to get up out of, you know, you're going to go back to Jerusalem and all of that, okay? Go back to Egypt on a horse, on a plane. You should not multiply horses to himself, cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he shall multiply horses. For as much as Ahiah have said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. No more that way. No. When I was on my way to Egypt, I'm just testifying right now, people. When I was on my way to Egypt, I went to Africa. I went to Africa. I went to Africa. And I was headed to Egypt from the place that I went in Africa. And guess what? The God of Israel turned me around. He said, no, you're not going to Egypt. I need you to go somewhere else and do something else. You're not going to no Egypt. He turned me around. I was falling mad and what he was saying and all of that, fleeing to safety, as they want to call it, the Hebrew Israelites. The God of Israel turned me around. You can't go to Egypt no more that way, because the God of Israel delivered our ancestors out of Egypt. And there's no reason for you to go back there. Next law. Law number 274. Not to steal property. Not to steal personal property. Leviticus 19:11. I read that. You're not allowed to steal from one another. You're not allowed to lie to one another. And the law of the land, the law of this land, they're doing a lot of stealing. They're doing a lot of stealing from the children of Israel. A lot of stealing. Okay? When the God of Israel say, we're not allowed to do that. Law number 275. To restore Matter of fact, in 1945, they said that Israel returned, and they went over there and they set up, you know, the land of, you know, is the Israelis. The Israelis. I'm not going into that because I'm not teaching about that today. But law number 275. To restore that which is one took by robbery. Leviticus 5:23. Let's read that. But since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he have done evil to this people. Neither has thou delivered thy people at all. We was robbed up in Egypt, our ancestors. They slaved for Pharaoh like dogs. Like dogs. Like dogs. No, the God of Israel do not want us living in Egypt. No, there's no reason to live somewhere where the God of Israel destroyed in ancient times. Why would you want to do that? And you say you Israel and you know you Israel. No. Law number 276, to return lost property. Deuteronomy 22:1. Let's go to that scripture. scripture. Deuteronomy 22:1. Thou shalt not see thy brother ox or his sheep go astray and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again unto thy brother. If you got a goat or a sheep or an ox and your brother or your sister see them, you cannot, they was not allowed to hide themselves from the animal. They must return the animal back to the owner. Back to the owner. The children of Israel. The children of Israel. They had to return the animal back to the owner. They could not see Judah goat walking down the street in Jerusalem. And they know that the goat belonged to Judah. Babylon. He see Judah goat, his brother, walking down the street. And he know that the goat belonged to Judah. He got to get the goat, turn the goat around, and take the goat back to Judah, the owner. That's how they operated in Jerusalem. And see, the law is so perfect, and the law is so great, and the law is so powerful and awesome. But the children of Israel, our ancestors, didn't want to keep the law. They didn't want to keep the law. They wanted to return back to Egypt and all. They didn't want to keep the law. They never wanted to keep it. They never wanted to keep it. And that's why millions of them died right there in Jerusalem. And guess what? That's why millions died right now on this side of the earth, the children of Israel. Why? Because they don't want to keep the law. It's the same exact reason. The same exact reason. You can't get away from it because it's already written. You don't have a cloak to hide up under. You don't have a bed to hide up under. You don't have nothing to hide up under because it's already written what you supposed to be doing, Hebrews. On this side of the world, you need to be preparing yourself, getting yourself ready, learning the law of God, practicing as much as you can on this side of the earth to prepare to when we get back to Jerusalem, we'll already know what to do because we've been practicing on this side of the earth. Instead of following the law of the land and doing what they say and what they want and when they want. And that's what you people do. You take all your time to obey Satan and his law, the law of the land. Law number 277, last law for property and property rights. We will be finished with this section of the law. Law number 277, not to have seen lost property to avoid the obligation to return. Deuteronomy 22:3. Let's get that. And in like manner, thou shalt do with his ass, and so thou shalt do with his raiment, and with all lost things of thy brother. Talking about the children of Israel. We are brothers and sisters. We are one. We are a unity. We belong to the God of Israel. We are his inheritance in the earth. You my brother and you my sister. It's the way we got to treat one another according to the law. According to the law. And in like manner, thou should do with this ass, so should I do with the rain and with all lost things of thy brothers, which he have lost. And thou hast found, shall thou do likewise. Thy mayest not hide thyself. So if he lose an ass, if he lose a donkey, whatever your brother, Hebrew brother or sister, lose. Whatever your Hebrew brother or sister lose. That's why I say you Hebrew Israelites or you black Hebrews, whatever y'all want to call yourself, y'all are not keeping the law. You're not keeping no law. You are not keeping the law of the God of Israel. You are keeping religion, religious practices that was taught by your leaders and your elders. You are not keeping the God of Israel law. Believe me what I'm saying as this prophet. You can't hide yourself when you see your brother ass. Yeah, they had their own food. They had asses, donkeys, cows, goat, whatever they wanted to eat, they had it. You can't hide yourself from the ass of the donkey. If you see somebody have took your brother's coat or his shoes, you cannot hide yourself with all lost things. Whatever your brother or sister have lost, whatever your brother or sister have lost, which he has lost and thou has found it, you got to give it back to him. If he lost his goat, his cow, his clothes, whatever he lost, and you know it belonged to him or her, you must give it back to them. It's not yours. It don't belong to you. I'm only talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm not talking about no Gentiles. I'm not talking about the Gentiles right here. I'm only dealing with the 12 tribes of Israel. That's what the God of Israel say. He's teaching us, he's showing us how to deal with one another in righteousness. And righteousness. So you're not righteous, Christians. You're not righteous, Hebrew Israelite. You don't know how to be righteous because you've never been taught righteous by your leaders. Your leaders don't know how to be righteous. They don't know how to be righteous. They don't know how to deal with one another in righteousness. Y'all people deal with one another in religion. And religion, that's how you deal with each other in religion, but not righteousness. That's the last law for property and property rights. Criminal laws, that's the next section of the law. We're going to read these, and then I'm going to go into the Bible and read the scriptures that I have. God's law versus the law of the land, 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 15. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha Ba. We're going to go to the section now of the law. Thank you, God of Israel. I know how to deal with my brother. I know how to deal with my sister I know if they lose something, I have to give it back. We can't lie to one another. We have to be honest with each other. Thank you, God of Israel, for showing me, your servant, how to deal with my Hebrew brother and my Hebrew sister. Criminal laws. Law number 278. Not to slay an innocent person. We are finding the criminal laws now. Exodus 20, verse 13. Y'all already know that this system got a criminal. They already got criminal laws set up in place. But look at the God of Israel law for criminals. For criminals. Exodus 20, verse 13. Exodus, he don't want no lawless people. He don't want no lawless people. He don't want no people that man made the laws and, you know, man set up the laws and man set up this. And man set up that, and man set up, not for the children of Israel. The children of Israel must obey his law. Not no man law and what they talking about and how they talking about doing. And this is the problem. Law number 278, Exodus 20, verse 13. Not to slay an innocent person. Exodus 20, verse 13. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. And again, that means that you cannot kill an innocent person. An innocent person, you cannot kill them. That's what it's saying in Exodus 20, 13. Do not kill a person innocent that have not done anything. Okay? There is laws up under the God of Israel that tell you certain things that you can take a person's life for. So he not telling you that you can't kill nobody. You can't kill an innocent person. You can't kill an innocent person. You got to have, up under the law, you got to have the right motive. You have to have the right reason to take another man or woman life. It's laws. It's laws in the Mitzvah, in the Torah, that tell you who you can kill, why you need to kill them, and all of that. So no, Exodus up under the Ten Commandments right here in Exodus 20, thou shalt not kill. It's not talking about you can't kill your enemy. It's not teaching you that you can't kill your enemy, okay? The children of Israel had many enemies. David killed all kind of people. Solomon killed all kind of people. The kings of Israel killed all kind of people. Samuel even killed, Agag, the king that Solomon refused to kill. Samuel took a sword and cut him into pieces. Prophet Samuel. Okay, Elijah killed people. The prophets of Baal, like 400 and something prophets of Baal, the children of Israel took them prophets and they killed every last one of them. So no, people, no. You got to understand the law. You got to understand the law. And you got to understand the God that wrote the law and what he's talking about. Yes. No, it's not telling you not to kill your enemy. It's not telling you you can't kill somebody that do you wrong and mistreat you and go against the God of Israel. No, Hebrews. Don't let people condition you to make you weak. To make you weak. To make religion make people weak. Religion make people weak. Christian church and all them churches, they teach you to be weak and, you know what I'm saying, just let people do whatever they want. Just pray for them people. No, I'm not going to ever pray for my enemies. What scripture is that besides the New Testament that tell you to pray for your enemies? There's not a scripture in the Torah that tell you to pray for your enemies. In fact, David and all the rest of the kings and prophets, they even Jeremiah, they killed people, man. When the God of Israel told them to kill them, they killed them. No, I'm not going with that New Testament madness, that injection. Tell you, pray for your enemy and them that despitefully misuse you. No. That is an injection. That is a new world order. Listen to me, people. I'm laying the foundation of the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. That is a new world order injected scripture, so you can lay down your life when the enemy comes and just call on Jesus and call on Buddha and call on Allah and call on all your gods to help you, and they not real, so they can't help you. And guess what? The enemy, the new world order, the people, Satan and his agents, they coming, people. They come. The God of Israel a favor letting these people kill you. No, the God of Israel never told you to lay down your neck, Israel, and let nobody cut it off. Never, and he never will. Next law for criminal laws, law number 279, not to kidnap any person of Israel. Exodus 20, verse 13. Thou shalt not kill, again. Again, you cannot kidnap and take an innocent life. You got all kind of kidnappers and all kind of trafficking and all kind of rapes and all kind of stuff going on in this earth. In this earth, on this side of the world. All kind over there in Africa and everywhere else. Okay? You are not supposed to kidnap another man or woman. It is against the God of Jacob. Next law. Law number 280. not to rob by violence. Leviticus 19:13. You cannot rob nobody by violence. You can't take their money. You can't take what they have. Leviticus 19:13. Let me get that. Excuse me, people. Bro, can I have some more lemonade? 19:13, people. Thou should not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until morning. Yes, they, the lawless land, the people that set up this world, they defraud us all the time, Hebrews. They defraud us all the time. They are robbing us blind. They are robbing us blind. They holding our wages to for 2 weeks. We can't get our money for 2 weeks. We can't get our money for 1 week. That's why we hungry. That's why we starving. That's why we in poverty. That's why we ain't got no food. That's why we ain't got no money to get to work. Why? Because the Gentiles, the people that set up the laws of this land, they are robbing us with our wages. They holding our money on purpose so we can be hungry. They holding our money on purpose so we won't have no food to feed our children. Purpose. When the God of Israel say, you can't hold a man wages overnight. So y'all see how wicked the law of the land is. Do you see how wicked these laws are to set up to hurt the children of Israel? The children of Israel. Gotta wait 2 weeks before you get a check. What kind of madness is that, man? I gotta wait 2 whole weeks. And I ain't got no money. I ain't got no food. I can't put no gas in my car. I can't feed my kids. I got to wait 2 whole weeks for a $200 and $300 check. Oh, my God. They are robbing us blind, people. They are defrauding us. And you, some of you here, brothers and sisters, have business. And you follow the law of the land when it comes to paying people that work for you. That's against the God of Israel. Law number 281, not to defraud. Leviticus 19:13, we just read that. Law number 282, not to covet what belongs to another. Exodus 20:14, let's go to that. After that, we got two more, and then I'm going to go into the Bible. Exodus 20, verse 14. Yes, people. Yes. You got to know the truth now. You got to know the truth, Israel. Exodus 20, verse 14. Thou should not commit adultery. Thou should not commit adultery. You cannot have sex with another man's wife. You cannot have sex with another woman's husband. You cannot covet what your neighbor have, your brothers and sisters have, the children of Israel. You can't want what they have. You can't take what they have. What they have belongs to them. You ain't got no business, man. You don't have no business committing adultery. Laying up with somebody's husband, laying up with somebody's wife. Laying up, you married, you want to go have an affair on your wife and on your husband. You don't have no business doing that. It is against the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. Next law. Next law. But again, this is a lawless society, and the laws of this land teach all that kind of madness. You can marry about 5 times, not up in Jerusalem, not up in Jerusalem. You will get stoned to death. Talking about you finna marry somebody else and all of that. You cannot do that. You must have a legit reason up under the law to divorce your husband. Or to divorce your wife. You must have a legit reason up under the law. Okay? You cannot put your wife away just because you don't want her and all of that. You can. You can't. Because the law say you can't. But again, you have to have a legit reason. You have to have a legit reason. And the law of the land teach you can marry people you can marry five times up in here, man. You can divorce somebody five times and remarry five more times. That's the kind of wicked laws that is set up in this earth. When the God of Israel will stone you to death. They were stoned to death in Jerusalem. They had to go before the priest. They had to go before the priest. The elders had to gather the people together that commit adultery and take them before the priest and the judges. You were not allowed to do all this madness that you see in the earth. Oh, man, I'm going to divorce my wife. I just married her 6 months ago. I want a divorce. I want a divorce. You would get stoned in Jerusalem. I want a divorce because I married the wrong woman. You'll get stoned to death. But the law of this land teaches it's okay to marry 10 times. You can marry 10 times in 1 year. It's okay. Wicked, wicked, wicked earth laws that we are living in. Next law. Law number 283, not to crave something that belongs to another. Deuteronomy 5:8. After that, one more. And we're going to go into the Bible. Deuteronomy 5, verse 8. Thou shalt not make thee in any graven images or any likeness or anything that's in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Deuteronomy 5, verse 8. Deuteronomy 5, 18. I'm sorry about that. Let me go down to the 18th verse. I gave you Deuteronomy 5, 8. It's 18. Neither should thou commit adultery. Again, that's in Exodus, and it's over here in Deuteronomy 5:18. You cannot commit adultery. Commit adultery. Break wedlock. Okay. Last law for criminal laws. Criminal laws. These laws will get you stoned to death in Israel. They will get you stoned to death. Criminal laws. To commit adultery is a criminal law in Israel. To kill someone without a cause is a criminal law in Israel. To steal something from somebody that don't belong to you, it's a criminal law in Israel. Stoned to death. Last law, not to indulge in evil thoughts and sights. Numbers 15:39. Last one for criminal laws. Numbers 15:39. And it shall be unto you a branch. Numbers 15:39. Not to indulge in evil thoughts. It shall be unto your friend that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Ahiah and do them. And that you seek not after your own heart and on your own eyes, after which you used to go a horn. So he said, Israel, put fringes. Let me read that. I'm going to go to Numbers 15:38. Speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments. Throughout their generations, long as we are living, we must have fringes in the borders of our garments throughout our generations. And that they put upon the fringe a border, put on the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. a ribbon of blue. 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 You was not, you got to wear fringe. That's our apparel. That's how this world recognized us as the children of Israel. That's how our God recognized us as the children of Israel. That's our apparel. That's the way he wants us to look. That's the way he wants us to dress. Not wearing European clothes, blue jeans, button-up shirts, hoodies, shorts, all of that stuff, man. All of them clothes that the Lord has land set up is satanic. And you love them clothes. You love them clothes, Levi's and all that Gucci. You know, all of that stuff that they done made. Nike, all of that. That's why the God of Israel can't identify his children in the earth. And that's why he separates the sheep from the goat and the wheat from the tare. Because you don't want to wear fringe. You only want, you Hebrew Israelites, y'all only want to wear it when you got a holy day or a ceremony or event at your church. No, put borders and fringes in all of your garments. And it shall be unto you for a fringe that you may look upon it. See, that is the reason why the God of Israel told us to wear fringes and borders of blue. You must look upon it, Israel, and remember all the commandments of Ahiah. See, that's why we cannot remember the commandments and we don't want to do it. Why? Because when we put fringes and borders of blue in our garments, when we look down at them, it makes us remember that we have a law to keep, that we have a God to serve. Okay, it makes us remember that the Holy Spirit will bring that back to our remembrance, that we have a God to serve and a law to keep. Nobody want to wear fringes, but you want to say you Hebrews. You want to say you are Hebrews. You cannot be a Hebrew unless you wear fringes and borders of blue and all your garments. So that's why I say, you Hebrew Israelites, y'all not keeping the law. You still look like Europeans. You still look like Europeans, Gentiles. So with that, people, I'm going to stop right there. We covered today the property and property rights. We covered criminal laws. Next week, we're going to pick it up at punishment and restitution. We're going to go into the Bible right now. We're going to go into the Bible right now. I have something I need to share with you. Let's go to Ezekiel 33. 1 through 33. Ezekiel 33:1-33. What a powerful, 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 powerful lesson today. Wow, I know how to treat my brothers and sisters now. I know what the God of Israel want me to do. I know how the God of Israel want me to look. I know how to treat donkeys and cows and horses and all of that. I know. Why? Because I read the law, and it told me how to do it. Y'all people not serving the God of Israel, sit down somewhere. Sit down somewhere. Sit down. Sit down, because you don't want to keep the law. You are a sinner. You are a sinner. Straight up. Straight up sinner. Say God and all that stuff, all you want to say. You could call his name or higher, whatever you want to say. But you are sinners. You are lawless. You are lawless. You belong to Satan. You belong to the lawless land. You belong to the New World Order. That's who you belong to, the New World Order. The beast and his system. That's who you belong to, the New World Order. We already in the New World Order, if you people haven't figured that out yet. You belong to them. You belong to those people because you refuse. You refuse to follow the God of Israel. Ezekiel 33. I already told you. That's why he want me to establish the law. Because when he come back, when he bust the sky, when he cracks the sky open, that's it, people. It's already been established. It's already been established. You're going to serve whoever you want. You're going to do whatever you want to do. It's established. Choose ye this day who you going to serve. Choose ye this day. You ain't got tomorrow, next week, next year, none of that. CDR, come and let them in. Please, come to the front door and let them in. Excuse me, people. Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 33, turn the fan that way because it's cold. Just turn it. Excuse me, people. Just turn it around the whole thing. Yeah, I'm kind of cold. And get open the door and let them in. Excuse me, people. Let the little dog in, little puppy in, whatever. And then you can make a little bit of grano for them, okay? Give them some grano. Not grano, Sabalito. Get them in and close the door. Don't get it cold. Excuse me, people. It's getting cold now where I am. Close the front door. Yeah, make them a little bit of Sabalito and give them out here. That's all we have. Because you don't got no more grano left, right? Okay, it's good. That's good. Okay, give them some. Give them their last feeder for the night. If you want to take care, you know, them on the back, you can share with them too. And give me a half a key of corn. I mean a kilo of corn and throw out there to them, okay? Throw out there to them. Ezekiel 33, people. I'm sorry. I got to say all of that stuff right now. Please forgive me. Ezekiel 33, verse 1. Ezekiel is Israel's watchman. And the word of Ahijah came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon... What's going on out there? You left one out there, bruh. You left Lemaya. You left, excuse me, people. You left Maya outside. Okay? You only got one in. Wow. Somebody's out there. You don't see Maya out there? No, okay. That's it. Close the door. I don't know who making that noise. And again, the word of Ahijah came unto me, saying, excuse me, people, again. Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him in their watchman. Ezekiel 33:3. If when he see the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet. That's what I've been doing for 2 years. I've been blowing the trumpet, telling you people that the sword is coming. The sword of the God of Israel is coming. And guess what? It's already here now. It's already here now. I'm a watchman. I am a watchman for the house of Israel. I've been blowing the trumpet, warning you. Warning you, telling you, Hebrews, what you got to do. What you got to do. That COVID was coming. It was going to kill so many people. And when you see the sword come upon the land, you blow the trumpet and warn the people. That's what I have done. I have warned the people of Israel. I have warned you Gentiles. I blow the trumpet. For 2 years now, but you people didn't pay me no attention. I got people that's living with me. Don't pay me no attention. Don't pay me no attention. Their blood is not going to be on my hand. Their blood is not going to be on my hand because I already warned them what they need to do and how. refuse. They rebellious. They rebellious and they wicked. And when you see the trumpet, when you see the sword, blow the trumpet and warn the people. Warn the people. All your elders, all your pastors, all your bishops, they not warning you. They not blowing the trumpet. They telling you that Jesus going to help you. You okay. Just keep going to church. Just keep believing. Just keep the faith. Just keep paying your tithes. That's all they telling you. They are not warning you of the sword, of the death and the destruction that have already hit this earth. And more is coming. More is coming. More is coming. Verse 4. Then whosoever hear the sound of the trumpet, listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he's telling Ezekiel to tell Israel. Whosoever hear the sound of the trumpet and take not warning, if the sword come, take him away. His blood should not be upon, his blood should be upon his own head. So all these people in my house that I have warned them, I have told them what the God of Israel want, they won't listen. People in my family won't listen. People on this platform, this Blog Talk platform, won't listen. So guess what? Your blood will not be upon my hand. Your blood will be upon your own head. Your blood, your death will be upon your own head, not me, the prophet of the God of Israel. Verse 5 of Ezekiel 33. That's what I am. I am a watchman for the house of Israel. You don't have no watchmen. You only have pastors and elders and religious leaders. That's all you have. Yeah, they get on YouTube and tell you about what the government doing and, you know, stuff like that. But it's not all about the government. This is about the God of Israel. This is about a higher. This is about what he's doing up in this earth. Not no government. Not no government. Let the government do whatever they want to do. Whatever they want to do. Long as I'm serving the God of Israel and doing what he wants me to do, guess what? Whatever sword they bring upon me and my family won't hurt me. Because the God of Israel will protect me. Why? Because I'm keeping this law and I'm doing what he wanted me to do. And guess what? I'm taking heed to the warning. I'm preparing myself for the battle. That battle is a new world order. Get ready, people. That's the battle that's up on this earth now. You got that? You got that? From the laws of the land, the people that rule this earth. And then you got the God of Israel tithing, punishing, and correcting the sinners of this earth. The unrighteous. Verse 5. He heard the sound of the trump. So I told John, I told Blob, I told Kim, I told Sue, I told Boo Boo now. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. That's what you people have done. I have blown the trumpet. Blow, blow, blow. Blow, blow. I have told you things that's going to take place, things that's going to happen, but you want to ignore me. You want to ignore me. Just like they ignored Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and all of them. Okay? He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. You don't want to take warning. You don't want to take heed. You don't want to take heed. His blood shall be upon him. But he that take warning shall deliver his soul. So that's why you people still dying and dropping dead and all that stuff. Why? Because you have not took heed to the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. You have not took heed for 2 years. I've been here telling you to get ready. What you got to do? What's coming? What's going to hit this earth? If you don't take warning, he shall deliver his own soul. Anybody that listen, prophet of the God of Israel, anybody that listen to the watchman of the God. He's going to always have a prophet. The God of Moses is going to always have a prophet to warn his people. Yes, I'm a prophetess because I'm a woman, but I'm a prophet. He's going to always have that same thing to warn his people. And if you take heed and listen to what the prophet of the God of Israel tell you people, you're going to deliver your own souls. You're going to deliver your own souls from death and destruction. From death and destruction. What's about to hit this earth is a hurricane. A hurricane, people. You know what a hurricane? I'm not talking about no natural hurricane. I am talking about a hurricane of destruction. A whirlwind. I'm speaking to you prophetically. A whirlwind of fire. A whirlwind of water. A whirlwind of earthquakes. A whirlwind of pestilence and disease. A whirlwind of poverty and death. That's what's going to hit this earth. Verse 6 of Ezekiel 33, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, I'm the watchman that he told 2 years ago to set up this platform. And if I don't blow the trumpet, tell you what's going to happen to you and your children and your men. And if people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So if I don't tell you people, if I don't tell you Hebrews, if I don't tell you Gentiles, the blood will be on my own hands. I got to pay for all them souls. All them people that's going to die and lose their life and all kind of stuff. You don't have no watchmen. You don't have no watchmen. They watching for what the government doing. I'm watching for what Ahiah is doing, the God of Israel. The God of Israel. That's who I'm watching for. I ain't watching for what the government doing and how they going to do it. I could care less what they doing. Long as I do what the God of Israel want me to do, I'm going to deliver my own soul. So all your Hebrew Israelite elders, that's all they do. Get on YouTube, make videos and tell you what the government doing, what Esau doing, all that. What is Ahiah doing? So I am a watchman for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm in overtime now. Your blood is not going to be on my hand, people. Your blood is not. And I know some of y'all say, oh, yeah, I don't want to listen to that sister. That sister always talking about death and destruction and this going to happen and that going to happen. Yes, I have to tell you what thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What thus said Ahiah. I must tell you. Ezekiel 33:8. When I told you 2 years ago that the fireballs are coming. The fireballs. They're gonna come from the sky. Fireballs. I told you that 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Watch out, people. Ezekiel 33:8. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. See what the God of Israel telling Ezekiel. He ain't no loving God. He will kill you, people. He will kill you and destroy his enemies. I'm talking about the God of Israel. I'm not talking about no Jesus and Yah and none of them gods. I'm talking about the God of Israel. He will kill you and take your life up out of this earth because you are wicked. That's who's dying up in this earth. The wicked are being cut off in the earth by the God that put them here. Not no Satan. Not no Satan. Yeah. He's going to let Satan do what he want to do. He's going to let the New World Order do what they want to do to you people. Why? Because you wicked. You wicked and you evil. That's why. He's only going to protect the righteous, the people that keep his law and that understand who the God of Israel is and understand who the God of Israel people is in the earth. And what the God of Israel want you to do right now. Those are the only people he's going to protect. The ones with fringes on and borders of blue on. That's what he told you, Pete. When I say to the wicked, old wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou does not speak, Ezekiel, to warn the wicked from his way, that the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Iniquity is right here in Ezekiel 33:9, perversity. Hebrew 5:7-1, pervert, perversity, more evil. Ezekiel 33:10, why will you die, Israel? Look what the God of Israel is asking you. Why will you die, he builds? Ezekiel 33:10. Therefore, O thy son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. It says speak to no Gentiles. He says speak to the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how shall we then live? Say unto them, Ezekiel, as I live, said a higher God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So he don't want to kill you wicked people. He don't want to kill you perverted people. He don't want to kill you evil people. He have no pleasure in killing no one. But you are forcing him to kill you and to take your lives. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Morally wrong, bad person, ungodly. That's what that means. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. And live. You must turn from your way and live. And live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Why would you die, Hebrew? Why would you die for serving all these gods, Yah and all of them? Most High, Yah, TMH, YHWH, Yahweh, all these gods. Why would you die, O house of Israel? Why? Why do you want to die? You rather die than to give up your gods. You rather die than give up your religions. You rather die than go against the law and keep the laws of this land. You rather die keeping your education system, your work system, the beast system. You rather die serving the beast. Why? Why the God of Israel asking you? When I have sent the watchman, the prophet, to warn you and tell you what you need to do and what you got to do. Verse 12. Ezekiel told them way back then, and they didn't listen. Oh, Ezekiel, get out of our faces. Oh, Ezekiel, that ain't going to happen, Ezekiel. You're just a false prophet. Ezekiel, go ask our ancestors. They dead today. Was Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Isaiah and them and Elijah and them was false prophets? They'll tell you right now today, no. No, they wasn't. 33:12. Therefore, thy son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteous of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turn from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live from his. Look at here, people. From his. Down too far. Won't be the righteous won't be able to live from his righteousness in the day that he sinned. So if you turn back, if you turn from righteousness, righteousness is of the law. 1 John. Go over there in 1 John chapter 3. Chapter 3. Righteousness is of the law. The 613 laws that's written up in the Bible, the Torah. 13 verse. So the wicked, he that turn from his wickedness, neither shall the righteous be able to live from his righteousness in the day that he sin. It don't matter if you was righteous, if you was holy, or whatever you was. If you turn from your righteousness, start committing sin, you will die in that day. You will not live. You will be considered as a sinner. What shall I say to the righteous? That he shall surely live? If he trusts to his own righteousness and commit iniquity? See, you people trust in your own righteousness. That's why you can wear, eat, go, do whatever you feel you want to do. The law done away with. I'm under mercy. I'm under grace. I'm under the cross. I'm under the blood. I'm under all of that fairy tale stuff that don't make no sense. I'm under all of that. I want to just love Jesus. I want to love Jesus. Keep loving Jesus. There's a lot of dead people right now from COVID-19 and all kind of death. Collapse, buildings, storms, floods, fire. There's all kind of people that love Jesus, and they not here. They not here. You people better wake up and understand who you loving and what you are loving. It's false. So look what he said. If he trusts, verse 33:13, if he trusts to his own righteousness, what is your own righteousness? Self righteousness, your own righteousness. Oh, I ain't got to keep the dietary law. I can eat what I want to eat. I just pray over it, like the New Testament told. Oh, I ain't got to wear no fringes. I can wear whatever I want to wear. I can wear whatever I want to wear. God ain't going to judge me for what I got on. Your own righteousness. Your own righteousness. Oh, I ain't got time to pray. I got to go to work. When the God of Israel told you to pray 3 times a day. Your own righteousness. Your own righteousness. Oh, I ain't got to keep nothing but the Ten Commandments. When the law got 613. Your own righteousness. Oh, I could call on Jesus, Buddha, Allah, witchcraft, God, Satan, God. It don't matter. I can serve whatever God I want to serve. I'm free to serve whatever God I want to serve. I could go to church on Sunday when Sabbath is the holy day. Your own righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity then he have committed, he shall die for it. Yes. The God of Israel going to kill you. Or me or anybody else that's into their own righteousness. Oh, I just don't feel it. I'm just not ready. Your own righteousness. Ezekiel 33:14. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right. And again, I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right. Lawful. It say Hebrews 4:9-1, probably a verdict, favorably unfavorable, especially a sentence or formal decree. Divine law, that's the 613 laws written up in the Torah in the Hebrew scrolls. Okay? Look what it say, divine law, including the act, the place, the suit, the crime, and the penalty, including a particular right or privilege, statutory or customary. You got customs in the Bible that you got to keep, Hebrews. You got statutes in the Bible that you got to keep, Hebrews. Judgments, order, ordinances. And again, I would say unto the, thou shalt surely die if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right. And again, I said, okay. Ezekiel 33:15. I'm on overtime, running out of time. I don't think I'm going to have a chance to read all of these. But I think I'm going to go to Ezekiel 6:1-14. I'm going to read a few more of these. Oh, no. I am running out of time. Ezekiel 33:15. If the wicked restore the people, give again that he have robbed. If the wicked restore the plant and give again that which he have robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Let me say it again. You want to keep following the law of the land? You want to keep following the law of the land that's making you people more wickeder and wickeder and wickeder and making you go against the God of Israel more and more and more every single day. You got to restore. You got to restore what you have took from your brother and your sister. The pledge, give again. He that he have robbed, walk in the statutes of life. What is the statutes of life? The law. The law. It say statutes for Ezekiel 33:15, Hebrews 27:08, and it means substantially the same appointed customs, manner, ordinances, statute. You must walk in the appointed customers. You want to keep New Year's, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Sweetest Day. You want to keep all these pagan statutes, customs that were set up by the law of this land of people. Them Gentiles all over the earth, they have set up wicked customs, holidays. You won't walk in the statutes of life. You don't want to keep Passover. You won't want to keep unleavened bread. You don't want to keep Pentecost. And you Christians don't want to keep it at all. You Hebrew Israelites, y'all want to try to keep the holy days. but you are polluting the holy days just like your ancestors. You don't want to walk in the statues of life. It's a way to keep Passover. You can't keep it the way you want. It's a way to keep Feast of Unleavened Bread and Tabernacle and all that. You cannot keep it the way you want, Hebrews, without committing iniquity. See, you got to walk in the customs and the manners that the God of Israel has set up and the law for us to follow without committing iniquity. Meaning that it say iniquity right here is Hebrew number 5766 for Ezekiel 33:15. Perverseness, more evil, unrighteousness. You cannot keep the customs, the holy days, the manners, the way that the God of Israel. You cannot do it, people. The statues of life. This is what's going to give you life. Ezekiel 33:15. This is what's going to give you life, people. Not no vaccine. Not no vaccine. This is what's going to give you life. This is what's going to help you to live. Do whatever you want to do. You want to take it, take it. That's on you. But I'm just reading you what the God of Israel is telling you that you need to do. Without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he have committed shall be mentioned unto him. He have done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. You see all these people dying? Apartment buildings collapsing. All kind of fires and floods and all kind of diseases and viruses popping up. Why, people? Because you haven't did what is lawful and what is right. He shall surely live. And if the God of Israel or higher tell you you're going to live, you're going to live. But because you have went against the God of Israel and all the laws of this land and have not did what was lawful, which is keeping his law, his statutes, his ordinances, his judgment, his customs, you have not did what is right. That's why you people are dying all over the earth. Over there in Germany, you see that? Floods everywhere. So many people done died, 100 and some people, they say. They still looking for more. You will live. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, say you will live. We will live, people, if we do what is lawful and what is right. And what is right is to serve the God Israel and denounce all your statues, denounce all your religions, and denounce all your gods and all your customs and all your adultery and all your idols. That's what's right. You will surely live. Yet the children of thy people say, thy way, the way of Ahiah is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. Ahiah said, you know what is equal? Tell them people, their ways is not equal. They telling Ezekiel, no, he ain't right. He ain't right. When the righteous turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, he shall even die thereby. You hear me, people? You going to die thereby. What? Your own iniquities. It's going to kill you and take you out this earth. That's what's killing people. They have committed iniquity, moral evil. They have went against the moral law. You got moral law, dietary law, ceremonial laws, and civil laws. You have went against those laws. You shall surely die, he said. Ezekiel 33:19, But if the wicked turn from his wickedness, you got to turn from your wickedness. Thinking you up on the grace and you ain't got to keep the law. All of that is wicked, people. Wickedness. Wickedness, but you want to uphold the laws of this land, the Constitution and all of that. Wickedness. Wickedness. Upholding Satan and his world and his government and his system. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet he say, the way of Ahia is not equal. O ye house of Israel, I will judge you everyone after his ways. O ye house of Jew and Gentile, O house of Israel, I will judge you, every one of you, after his ways. That's what you're going to be judged by. Not how long you was in a church. Not how long you was saved and born again and sanctified it. How many tithes you pay. You're going to be judged for your ways. You have went against the God of Israel to serve all kind of gods. And the laws of this land and the people of this earth. You serve them. You obey them. You do what they tell you to do. Not what the God of Israel want you to do and tell you to do. Jerusalem struck down. Ezekiel 33:21. I think I'm going to go ahead and read this out. Because it's so good. It is so powerful. It is so straightforward. What the God of Israel going to do up in this earth. And it came to, and why he going to do it. And it came to pass in the 20th year of our captivity. In the 10th month and the 5th day. See, your leaders don't want to read stuff like this. The Hebrew Israelite elders, the Christian church or Mormon church, all, they don't want to read stuff like that. They want to just read that, you know, you saved and, you know, Jesus going to help you and God is with you. That's all they want to read. Not this. And it came to pass in the 20th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one that had escaped out of Jerusalem came unto me, saying, the city is smitten. The city is smitten. Now the hand of Ahia was upon me in the evening. The hand of Ahia was upon Ezekiel in the evening. Evening time, night, dusk dark. Before he that was escaped came, and he opened my mouth until he came to me in the morning. And my mouth was open, and I was no more dumb. So Ezekiel had to speak, because the God of Israel opened his mouth. I'm no longer dumb now, Pete. The God of Israel have giving me knowledge and wisdom and understanding in the prophetic. I'm no longer dumb to serve Jesus and all them gods and religion and all that stuff and go against the law to please the system and the law of this land. I'm no longer dumb. Ezekiel was no longer dumb. But the children of Israel was dumb. Ezekiel 33:23. Then the word of Ahia came unto me saying, son of man, they that inhabit those wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land. But we are many, the land is given us for inheritance. Abraham was one man that inherited the land of Canaan. He was the first one that set foot on the land of Canaan, Jerusalem, Abraham and his family. And he said, you know what, Ezekiel, tell the children of Israel, we are many. We are many. We are a multitude of people, and we inherit the land. Wherefore say unto them, thus said Ahia God, you eat with the blood and lift up your eyes towards your idols. That's what you're doing. You eat with the blood. Communion, remember I told y'all that yesterday. Take this blood. This is the body and the bread, and this is the wine, and this is his blood of the new. You eat with the blood. You eat with the blood. The God of Israel ain't never told you to take no communion and take no blood and drink this and drink all of it and eat my body that was broken for many. Drink all of it. This is the blood of the New Testament. Do y'all people actually know you drinking blood? Because that's what's being spoke over it when you eat it is a ritual. It is a ritual. That's what it is. It is a ritual of your religion. The God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with that stuff, man. He ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm telling y'all what I know. He said you eat with the blood and lift up your eyes. Look what it say, people. Look what it say right here in Ezekiel 33:25. For blood, you eat with the blood. Hebrews 1:8:1:8. Blood as that which when shed it caused death of a man or animal by any law, the juice of the grape. You know, in the Christian church, they put juice. Yeah, you eating with the blood. You lift up your eyes towards your idols. Who is your idol? Jesus? Jehovah? Allah, Buddha, all your idols. Yah, YHWH, Yahweh. You eat with the blood and you lift up your eyes towards your idols. Idols, your jobs, your education, all that stuff, your careers, all that stuff is your idols. Everything that you love that's keeping you from keeping the God of Israel law. Your holidays, all of your football games and stadium games, and idols. Your best singers and rappers, idols. And you shed your blood and shall you possess the land? So he said, no, Ezekiel, tell them they're going to get up out of here. They're going to get up out of here, Ezekiel. They're going to get up out of Jerusalem. Because these people are straight up wicked, straight up evil, and straight up pagan. They're killing their kids, shedding the blood of their children, and giving them to Moloch and Baal. They got to go, Ezekiel. I got to take them up out of here. You stand upon your sword, verse 26. You work abominations, and you defile everyone his neighbor's wife, and you shall possess, and shall ye possess the land? So he said, no, you know what, Ezekiel? They standing up on their sword, they killing their children, they killing one another. That's what's going on right now in this earth. That's what's going on right now in this earth. You got so many innocent people losing their life. People just walking up on them, shooting them, gunning them down, killing them, running them over with cars, all kind of stuff. All kind of stuff. You stand upon your sword. You work abomination. You are working abomination. Something disgusting. Idolatry. An idol. Abominable. A custom. Custom. Easter. New Year's. Christmas. All them holidays are abominations, are abominable things. Ye have defiled. You have defiled. You eat pork, all that stuff, shrimp, lobster, abomination. You have defiled everyone his neighbor's wife. You have sex with your Hebrew Israelite neighbor, wife. You have sex with your Hebrew neighbor, your sister, her husband. You haven't land up with him. She don't even know what's going on. You have committed adultery, Israel. You are committing an abomination. Get up out of Jerusalem. Get up out of here. You have defiled my inheritance. You have defiled my land. Get up out of here. And that's how we got scattered all over the earth. And now we got the Gentiles that have set up the laws all over the earth, all over the earth, Africa, them Gentiles, Chinese Gentiles, European white folks, Gentiles, Gentiles. Gentiles. They have set up the laws all over this land, all over their lands on this side of the earth because they know Israel live in them. Because they want to defile you more. And you got kicked out of Jerusalem for defiling it. Now you scattered over here on this side of the world and you still fouling yourselves and going against the God of Israel and the law to serve these religions and the laws of this land and this earth. Say thou this unto them, verse 27. Thus said a higher God, as I live, surely that they are in the wastes shall fall by the sword. And in him that is in the open field will I give to the beast to be devoured. And they that are in the fort and in the caves shall die of the pestilence. You will not get away, Hebrews. You will not get away. Our ancestors didn't get away, and you're not going to get away either. For I will lay the land most desolate, and the pomp of her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. That it's closed right now. It's desolate. And on this side of the earth, when the God of Israel get through, for all your abominations and all your wickedness, Hebrews, it's going to be desolate too on this side of the earth. That's why you got all this destruction going on in the world right now. Because he's making the earth desolate. Desolate. Ezekiel 33:29. Then shall they know that I am Ahiah when I have laid the land most desolate because of all their abominations which they have committed. Also, thy son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls. Oh, yeah, Ezekiel, oh, man, we going to kill him. We're going to do this. We're going to take him out. Oh, he don't know what he's talking about, people. We can do whatever we want. We can eat what we want. Oh, man, we ain't going to listen to Ezekiel. Ezekiel don't know nothing. They talking on the walls by the and in the doors of the houses and speaking one to another, everyone to his brother saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh from Ahiah. And they come unto thee as thy people come, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but in their heart, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. You talking about you love God. You talking about you want to serve God. You talking about God as your father. You talking about you serving him and doing what he wants. Everyone go after their covetousness. You know what it say? In Ezekiel 33:31, and I'm getting ready to leave because I know they're going to cut me off. Ezekiel 31:33, for the word covetousness. Everyone go after their covetousness. They lying, Ezekiel. They talk with their mouth and talk about they love me and I'm their God and they love you. You their brother. You their bruh and all of that. They go after their covetousness. Covetousness is Hebrews 1:2-5, plunder by extension, gain. That's what they want, Ezekiel. They want gain. They want money. They go after gain, unusually unjust gain. Covetousness. Anything that you bring in your life, bring it in your house, and it's not up under the law for you to have it and get it that way, it's considered as covetousness, and it's considered as unjust gain. Dishonest gain. Lucre, profit, money. Lucre is money. You after money. You after your stuff, man. You after your pension check. You after your retirement check. You after your career. You got to go to college for 5 years to get your certificate. Gain. Unjust gain. Unjust gain. And when you get that certificate, become a doctor, lawyer, and all that stuff, unjust gain. Why? Because the God of Israel ain't never told you, Hebrews, to get no wealth like the way you are getting it. It's considered as unjust gang, all your jobs, all your careers, and all the stuff, you unjust gain, lucre, money. Now, I remember the condo that collapsed. My heart goes out for the families. It really do. That was a lot of people that died in that condo. That was a lot of people. And they was wealthy people. They had money. But how did they get their money? How did they get their money? What did they do to obtain that wealth? See, that's what we got to look at. What we are doing. Our ways. That's what make us unrighteous. Our ways and the things that we are doing every day. 33:32. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song, and one that have a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this come to pass, lo, it, and when this come to pass, lo, it will come. Excuse me, people. Then shall they know that a prophet have been among them. When it come to pass, people, everything I have told you on this platform for 2 years, you will know. Everything that I said today, you will know that a prophet have been among you. Let me see how much time I got. I think they don't cut me off. Let me check. No, I'm still going. So what I'm going to do now, what I'm going to do, get a hold to your ways. Get a hold to yourself, people. Can't you see this world is closing in? It's closing down. It's finished. It's finished. Can't you see all this stuff and destruction is going on in this earth? You still want to worry about your job and your career, your money and this and that? You still want to chase and run after that stuff and not after your God? Unjust gains, wicked and evil ways. God of Israel, not important to you. What is important to you is that you get your money, that you go to your work, that you go to your college and your education. That's what's it. That you have idols. Go to your football games and basketball, your vacations and all that, your parties and your restaurants. That's what's important to you, not the God of Israel. All of your abominations that's making you filthy in the sight of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahayah is my name. Ahayah, I am in the English. This is my name forever, throughout all generations. And this is my memorial. Ezekiel 6:1-14. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to read Revelation right now. I just read all about the idols. I'm going to pick this one up, Ezekiel 6:1-14, next week, next Saturday. Revelation 21:9. Let's go to that. And after that, I'm going to say I'll talk to y'all later. Revelation 21:9, people. 21:9. 21:9-22. Who's going to live in the New Jerusalem? Who's going to live in the New Jerusalem? Certainly not you Christians. You know why? You know why? You're not going to live there because you want to say the God of Israel law is done away with and you can do whatever you want to do. You're under the New Testament. The New Testament was wrote 70 years after they killed the Son of God and the disciples. You up under that. Oh, my God. Why would I want to be up under a New Testament that was wrote 70 or 80 years after they killed the Son of God and the disciples, and don't want to be up under the Torah and the 613 laws that's written up in the Mishnah, the Hebrew scrolls, the law? Why would I want to be out of something that didn't even exist? Let me give y'all dumb, crazy people some wisdom. Why would I want to be up under something that didn't exist when the Son of God walked the earth and the disciples? Why? Exactly, people. Exactly. So you can commit all your abominations and won't nothing be said about it. Want nothing be said about it. You can hide up under the New Testament and the blood of Jesus and all of that. Why? Because you don't want to keep the law. The law is the only thing that can correct you in this earth. There's absolutely nothing else that can correct you in this earth but the law of the God of Abraham. Who's going to live in the New Jerusalem? Let me show you who's going to live there. Revelation 21:9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. Seven last plagues. And talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife, or the Mashiach wife, or the Messiah in English. Forget that lamb stuff. Forget that lamb stuff. Come. Come, John. Let me show you. Come up here. I'm going to show you. I will show you the bride of the Mashiach, the Messiah, the bride of the God of Israel, the bride of the God of Israel. Let me show you her bride. Let me show you his bride. Excuse me. It say Greek number right here for Revelation 21:9 for bride. 3565. To veil, V-E-I-L. To veil as a bride. Compare the Latin to marry. A young married woman as veiled it, including a betrothed girl, by implication a son's wife, bride, daughter-in-law. Let me show you the bride. Let me show you the wife of the God of Jacob. Verse 10. And he carried me away. See, that's not you Gentiles. You Gentiles will never, ever be the bride. You cannot be the bride. You cannot be the bride. What scripture is that you are the bride? There's not one scripture in the Bible that shows you are the bride. The bride is who he said is in the Old Testament and in the Tanakh, the prophets. The bride is Israel, the 12 tribes. And he carried me away in the spirit. Who is that? Get away. Go on. Get away. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem. Not the Jerusalem that's over there now in Palestine and Africa and Canaan. Not that one that's desolated that nobody is there. Nobody's there because we got kicked out our ancestors. Not that Jerusalem. The holy Jerusalem. See, they defiled that Jerusalem, our ancestors. They defiled that Jerusalem. And that's why they got kicked out. But we are talking about the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her lights was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Can't no defiled people live here in this holy Jerusalem. Can't no people live there that don't keep the law. Can't no abominable people live that believe the law is done away with. Can't no abominable people live there that eat shrimp, pork, and lobster, go against the dietary law. Can't no abominable people live there. Remember, our ancestors got kicked out for defiling Jerusalem. Now he's going to bring down a holy Jerusalem. And only holy people can live there. No speaking in tongues don't make you holy. What scripture is that? It's not a scripture in the Bible that tell you speaking in tongues make you holy. That's what you've been taught again. Again. Being baptized don't make you holy. That don't make you holy. Keeping the law and getting baptized make you holy. That's what make you holy. So the holy Jerusalem is going to come down. Only holy people are going to live there. The remnant, the 10% that's going to make it out of the New World Order. Only the 10. Having the glory of God in her lights was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. Now, could you Christians please tell me why the holy Jerusalem came down from God with 12 gates? With 12 gates. So you Gentiles, you spiritual Israel, you Gentiles, one nation. The Gentiles is one nation. One nation. One tribe of people. This is the 12 gates, the holy Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. It's going to be 12 different tribes living there. Just not you Gentiles. Y'all only one tribe. See how dumb and foolish and naive you people are? Listen to all that satanic teaching that they teach you with the law of the religions of this land. At the gate, 12 angels. Each tribe of the children of Israel, the remnant, the 10% that's going to make it out of all this madness in the earth, New World Order and all this stuff that they got going, COVID and all that stuff, okay? It's going to be 12 angels at each gate. Each gate, each tribe, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and all of them, each tribe going to have an angel at their gate. You ain't going to be able to get up in there, Gentile. You're going to be on the outer court. Yeah, you're going to make it, some of you Gentiles. Because some of y'all are going to realize that you've been following the wrong God. You've been doing the wrong things. You have went against the God of Israel for the laws of this world. Some of you Gentiles are going to wake up and realize that. But you will live in the outer court. You will not be living in the 12 gates. Only the children of Israel will live there. Only. And look what it say. See, the Christians don't understand that. Because when I was a pastor of a Christian church, they could never explain that. And I couldn't explain it. I couldn't even explain it. Why? Because my bishop and my pastor and my leaders didn't teach me what it means. Because they don't understand what it means. They don't understand that the 12 pearly gates, and at the gate 12 angels, and the name written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes. No, Israel dead, Israel done away with, Israel don't exist. Who's going to live in the new Jerusalem? Who's going to live in the holy Jerusalem? Oh, we are spiritual Israel, Gentiles. Huh, give me a break. Never, 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 ever. You are not his bride. You are not his wife. His wife is Israel. You cannot live in the New Jerusalem. You got to live on the outer court. You are pagans. You got to live on the outer court. You can't live where Israel lives. You had Gentiles in Egypt with the children of Israel that left Egypt and went in the wilderness with them. And when they got to Canaan, Gentiles went with them from the wilderness. But they could not live where the children of Israel lived, in Canaan, in Jerusalem. They had to live wherever they had to live. But they couldn't live where the children of Israel lived, up in Canaan. Up in Jerusalem. They had their own area. They had their own Passover law. They had their own Feast of Unleavened Bread law. They can live and do what Israel did. They was a separate people from the children of Israel. They were strangers. They was Gentile. They was foreigners. Wake up, people. Wake your minds up, Gentiles. On the east gate, on the east was three gates. On the north, three gates. On the south, three gates. And on the west, three gates. And the wall of the city. So you had three gates in each section. See, the Holy Jerusalem is made like a square. It was made like a square. East, west, south, and north. Three gates on the south, three gates on the east, three gates on the west, and three gates on the north. That's how it was set up. The same way when the children of Israel left the wilderness, when they got to Jerusalem, to Canaan, the same tribes that was living together in Jerusalem is going to be living together in the new Jerusalem. The same tribes set up the same exact way. I don't have time to get to the scripture to prove that to you. Revelation 21:14. And the walls of the city had 12 foundations. 12 foundations now. You are not the bride of the Mashiach, the Messiah. Israel is his bride. 12 foundations, 12 tribes of Israel. 12 disciples, 12, 12, 12, 12, not no one Gentile, one tribe, one race. No, 12 foundations, and in them the names. Look at here. They had 12 foundations. 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 12 foundations. And in them the names of the 12 prophets. Not no apostles. Prophets. Peter now was prophets. They are children of the prophets. So guess what? That makes them prophets. If they was children of the prophets, what the New Testament say that they was, they are prophets, not apostles. That's an injected word. Injected Greek word. Prophets of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and that gate there in the wall there. And the city lie 80, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlong. 12, 12, 12, 12. Everything is 12, because everything represents the 12 tribes of Israel. Everything is 12. Can't no one tribe live in the New Jerusalem. You Gentiles, can't no one tribe do that. It's got to be the 12 tribes of Israel. 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Verse 17 of Revelation 21. And he measured the wall there, and 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man that is of the angel. Remember the 144,000? Remember the 144,000 that's going to receive the seal of God in their foreheads, the God of Israel. Revelation 21:17 is measuring the city with the reed and the wall, and it's measuring 144. Okay? The 104, it's got to be big enough. So the God of Israel wanted to make sure that it was big enough to hold the 144,000 that will receive the mark in their forehead, the seal of the God of Israel in their forehead. They will live in the new Jerusalem, the holy city. The holy city. The 144,000 is the remnant. They're going to make it out of the new world order. They won't be able to kill the 10%, which is the 144,000. However you want to add that up, that's what it is. Revelation 21:18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city was garnished with all manner of precious stones. What do I need to love this world for? What do I need to love the laws of this land for? What do I need to love their education for? What do I need to love their jobs for? What do I need to love their careers for? What do I need to love their idols for? What do I need to love it for? When the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, Ahia, is going to give me a city, going to give me a home, garnished with all manner of precious stones. What do I need to love there? Silver and gold for. Sell my soul to Satan, the beast, Lil Wayne, Beyonce, and all of them. Sold their soul to the beast. Why? Just to have their silver, just to have their gold, just to have their cars, their Lamborghinis, and all of that stuff. What do I need to do that for when the God of Israel gonna give me in my city all manner of precious stones? This world don't even know what them stones look like. The little gems they got and diamonds they got. Oh, my God. Please, I will not sell my soul to the beast for their stones and their jewelry and their jobs and their education and all that they want to give me. I will not sell my soul to the beast. Come on.